After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. It is Friday. It's Friday. Holy crap, it's Friday. It is August 14th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. Thank you ever so much for being here. Thanks for hanging in with us. You know, we've got sort of a haphazard schedule the past few days. And for that, I apologize. There you go. Trying to gain some room on this table. It's all my fault. You know, when you can, if one is looking for credit for anything, one has to accept the responsibility for everything too. And this is all my fault. But here we are. It's Friday. We're here. Three stories we're going to cover today. Seattle protesters are harassing people in the city, people in the city neighborhoods about gentrification. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I, as a candidate, talked about was gentrification and how terrible it was for these neighborhoods to be taken over by developers with the blessings of the city governments. And it's funny that the people now who live in these areas are the liberal, progressive, young white people. Those are the people who are living in these areas. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about what passes for journalism, professional journalism. With a question posed by the senior White House Huffington Post correspondent. Jesus. Anyway, we'll talk about a little bit about that. And we got to address this. And this is an article by Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is not necessarily my favorite person. Never has been, really. But she asked this question in this article, and it's something that has got to be discussed, because I think this is going to be something that I think is important moving forward, especially as it concerns Kamala Harris and the campaign and the narrative that's going to be pushed. All right, listen, we'll take a little break. We shall be back in just a few seconds. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Okay, get a cup of coffee if you need to. And we'll be back right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that it's not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop, at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right. Again, thank you ever so much for spending a little time with us this Friday morning. Again, my name is Willie Lawson. This is The Morning Report, a production of fightbackmedia.com. We are thrilled, absolutely thrilled that you have chosen to have us with your breakfast this great morning. I am going to post this a little earlier than I normally do. I normally wait till 9 o'clock, which is 6 a.m. out there on the West Coast, which I think is plenty early enough. So we're going to go like the 8:30, the 8:30 route in the Eastern time zone. That'll make it like, 5:30 in the West, in case you're getting up really early. Because I want you to have this. I want people to get this. I don't want this to be too late in their day. I don't want this to be as you're rushing out the door. I want you to be able to sit and listen for a little bit, or be able to take it with you on your commute, or take it with you on your drive to work. And listen, you know what would be cool? You know what would be really cool? What would be really cool is that if you guys can send me an email at wls860@gmail.com and let me know how you listen to the program, or go to the website and leave a message there on how you listen to the program. Do you get it on Spotify? Do you actually come to the Spreaker app? Do you get it on Castbox or Deezer or some other, or Google Podcast or Apple Podcast or some other way that you listen? How often are you able to listen live? How often do you most often listen in archives? Are you getting the program from Blog Talk Radio, which means that it's on iTunes? How are you listening to the program? I would love so much to know, because I'm just nosy as heck. All right, well, let's go ahead and get to it. Our first story is, it's always, you know what, when you do what we do, Paul and I and Kevin Batts and some of the rest of us, what we do we always get the side eye from the, quote, professional journalist. And, and now we're at the point where we're like, we used to care. Well, we used to care, but we didn't care for that long or that much. And let's not get it twisted. But now, you know, we don't care at all. And it's great because almost every day, the mainstream professional credentialed journalists show their ass in a way that makes the rest of us look like Edward R. freaking Murrow. For instance, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris may not be taking questions from the media, but President Trump is. The president even takes questions from the fakest members of the fake news media, one of which was in attendance at the White House press conference on yesterday. Huffington Post reporter Shirish Date, who was the senior White House correspondent for HuffPost, asked the president the following question. Mr. President, after 3.5 years, do you regret all of the lying that you've done to the American people? Trump was taken aback. While the president is used to hostile questions from the liberal media, reporters don't typically make their Trump derangement syndrome so obvious. He says, all the what? All the lying, all the dishonesties, the reporter answered. That who's done? The president asked. That you've done, asked the reporter. Well, Trump didn't engage. I mean, just didn't engage. Just didn't do it. Just didn't do it. I mean, here's the bait. You know, the HuffPo senior correspondent is throwing all this chum, and the shark is just walking by it like, this is poison. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to dignify anything you say with a response. Because that would be, it's pig wrestling is what the term that I use. Pig wrestling is when you get dirty and the pig likes it. Because if you engage it, now the HuffPo person gets to say, well, you lied about this. Well, we didn't lie about that. Well, you lied about this, and you lied about this, and you lied about this, and you lied about Corona, and you lied about the bounties, and you lied about, and you lie, and you just lie all the time, because that's the narrative they wanted to get out. And Trump just said, next question. What the hell? That's like asking, did you stop beating your wife? And this is what passes in America for journalism, professional, credentialed journalism. And so people like that look at us here at The Morning Report and fightbackmedia.com and my friend Paul Swanson at The Swanson Report and, of course, Red River TV, 46 News, as less than credible. You will never see a Huffington Post article that gets fact-checked on any of the major social media platforms. You won't. They get a pass, they get a buy because they're all in it together. So, I said all of that to say this. It is beyond time. It is well past the hour to cut ties with the mainstream media. It is past time to cut ties. Past time. Because they have proven themselves unworthy of your attention, unworthy of your sponsorship by watching their commercials, going to their websites. They have proven themselves untrustworthy. Again and again. You know, in my neighborhood, in my community, And you've heard me say it here, so I don't have any bones about saying it. I think it's super important that people who live in my community support businesses in my community, locally owned businesses in my community. So that means sometimes, yes, are you saying that people who are black, people who live in your neighborhood support black-owned businesses in this neighborhood? The answer to that question is yes, because our problems have always been economic. Ever since the Emancipation Proclamation and the freeing of slaves and post-Jim Crow, it's been about economics. It's not about attitude, it's about economics. Because you can change people's attitude with enough money. That's for damn sure. So just like I've said about that, I want to be crystal clear about this. I think it's important. It is vital. Moving forward through this election cycle and beyond, that it's time to make the switch. It is time to, you cut the cable. Now it's time to cut the cable news. It is time to cut the MSNBC and the CNNs and the Huffington Post and the New York Times and the Washington Post, the LA Times, Miami Herald, Tampa Bay Times, Orlando Sentinel, the Jacksonville Times Union, the Atlanta Constitutional. Out of your life. It's time that you cut them out of your life. Now, some of you are going to be lost. Just lost. If you feel like you have to read a newspaper, then read the Epoch Times. No one's told the truth more about China than the Epoch Times. Nobody has told them. And I'm not getting a nickel from them, and probably won't, because I'm too small for them. And if you're reading online, the Swanson Report. If you're reading online, townhall.com. Get the Morning Bell from the Heritage Foundation. And I'm not just saying turn off all your news and just listen to Rush and Sean and Mark. Although listening to Mark every now and again ain't going to hurt you. So am I asking for a boycott of CNN? I am not. I'm just telling you it's time to turn them off. It's time to turn them off. It's time to turn off the MSNBCs. It's time to turn it off. It is time. They're not offering you anything. And they're stoking the flames of division and hate. Now, my grandma used to say, you can't raise grown folk. And truer words have never been spoken. So I can encourage you to make the switch. To seek out other sources. If you're here in the Tampa Bay area, put down the Tampa Bay Times. Pick up tbctampa.org. This is how we are going to need to move forward. I wish there were another way. Subscribe to Right Side Broadcasting. Right Side Broadcasting covers every single Trump event. They survive on subscriptions and donations. You understand? So this is what you're going to have to do. And I know that you're not ready for it. I understand that you're not ready for it. Get ready for it. Mainstream media does not have your best interest at heart. They don't have the best interest of the nation at heart. They don't. Time to hashtag make the switch. All right, we're going to do one more article before we take our little break. Let's see here. This one's funny. Like, again, this is another from Town Hall. I'm not really a fan of Ann Coulter. I think Ann Coulter has been strident and abrasive for a while, and I'm not really that big a fan. But this article is, there's something in this article that's really important. As you already know, Kamala Harris is being, the narrative is that she is an African-American woman, that she's black, because they use the term black. And say that, you know, and because if I say black, you think African American. If you live in America, you think African American, because black is synonymous with African American. If that's correct or not, not even a flipping point. But you have taken black or to be synonymous with African American. The title of this article is "How Do I Tell My Friend She's Not African American?" Kamala Harris has gotten a lot of mileage out of passing for black, for African American. Has gotten a lot of mileage out of it because some people don't even question it. She looks black. And that's enough. And as I look at her, I guess she kind of looks black. With that big old Indian nose. I don't know. She looks, as I'm looking at this picture of her, and she's deep in thought. She's sitting in the Senate, deep in thought, you know, with her pearls and her tailored blue suit. I guess I can see how she looks Indian. Okay. Anyway, so people are automatically assuming, and media is going with it, and so is the campaign, that Kamala Harris is black. In the sense, like I just freaking explained to you, that in our culture, rightly or wrongly, if you say black, the assumption is that she's African-American. She is not. She is not. Let me explain to you one more time, y'all. One more time again. Kamala Harris, her mother, who I think has passed away already, was Indian, and her father Jamaican. They met in college, and got married, I guess, I'm assuming they got married, and had a baby. Why? And Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California. Yes. So, forget all the birther stuff, is she eligible? Yeah, put all that stuff down. Kamala Harris was born right here in the good old U.S. of A. in Oakland, California. There you go. But it's interesting when you go back and you listen to Joe Biden say that if you have trouble deciding between me and Trump, then you ain't black. Well, could someone tell Joe Biden something about Kamala Harris? She ain't black. So I'm like, so I'm super confused by this. By this pick. I had somebody ask me, my neighbor asked me, my neighbor is a progressive. He's not a Democrat. He's a progressive, and makes no bones about it. But they've been, I'm going to tell you, they've been great neighbors. When we moved into this house and we had some initial financial difficulty and almost lost it, they came to our aid. You know, we'd only been here for a little less than a year, and they came to our aid and got nothing good but good things to say about them. And I think he thinks the same about me, except he thinks my politics are off. Other than my politics, I'm a good guy. okay, and I'll take that. I'll take that and run with it. That's fine. And I think that's an attitude that a lot of us should be able to take with one another. Yeah, they're okay. Their politics are a little screwy, but they're okay. We've been neighbors for 20 plus years. But in any case, at this point, a lot of people are under the impression that this woman is black, and she is not. We have to be good with that. And some of you go, well, Willie, why does it matter? It matters because of the narrative. It matters because of strategy. Anyway, so I'm having this conversation with my friend, my neighbor, and he asked me what I think about Kamala Harris. Now, over the past few years, we've pretty much stayed away from anything political because he knows by now that I'm not going to change. In his eyes, I'm getting worse and worse. I'm not getting any better. So we normally stay away from those conversations. We had a conversation about global climate change, and he came to the conclusion, I'm never going to talk to you about this again. And I said, good. We shouldn't talk about it. He said, you and I shouldn't talk about this. We're never going to see eye to eye on it ever, 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 ever. So in any case, so he asked me what I think about the pick, and I said, you know what? And I probably mentioned it yesterday or the day before. Normally, a vice presidential pick under normal, non-COVID, non-BLM influenced times, the vice presidential pick usually adds something to the campaign that the candidate doesn't already have. Maybe a state or a region that person is doing well, has done well in, and maybe can bring some votes. Maybe a specific demographic that the presidential candidate doesn't own, and the right VP pick can solidify that demographic, whether it be white men or white women or black women or Hispanics or Asians or, well, more Asians because I might give a damn about Asians anyway, unfortunately. So that's what the vice presidential pick has been for the, I don't know, forever. Well, since the vice presidential pick has been a pick, it hasn't always been that way. It used to be that the vice president would be the person who came in second to the president, which is why Abraham Lincoln was a Republican and Andrew Johnson was a Democrat. And that's why after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the policies about Reconstruction just went 180 degrees the other way. So that's what that's how that normally goes. Now, does Kamala Harris bring any of that to this campaign? Yes, she's from California. She was the AG of California. She was an assistant district attorney in Oakland, in Oakland and in San Francisco, I believe. She actually ran for office, and after, you know, schmoozing with a lot of the San Francisco elite, got the financial backing to run for her very first office, which was district attorney of San Francisco, and won that election. And then girl was off and running. But the Democrats have California, right? Is Trump going to win California? There's no way, right? It's just, I don't know. Let's not, you know, and I know a lot of you are very, very enthusiastic. And God bless your enthusiasm. But let me temper it with a little reality. California is still a bright blue communist Marxist state. And it's still going to go to Joe Biden, no matter what you do. And I got some Republican friends out in California. Good luck, y'all. Good luck. My suggestion is to move the hell out of there and move to Texas to balance all of the of the leftists that are leaving California and settling in Texas and trying to make it a blue state. Move and fight them in Texas. Keeping Texas red. That's what I suggest you do. But the point is that they already have California. So she doesn't offer that. She doesn't really poll that well with black women. It may have something to do with her not being black. And she doesn't really poll that well with even liberal black women because of who she is and the things that she's done, not as a woman necessarily, but as the AG of California and an ADA in San Francisco and Oakland. So that's the deal. So if she had a chance, and I played a clip from the Laura Ingraham show yesterday. This woman had a golden opportunity as a presidential candidate to share her vision for America, and nobody was buying it. Nobody was buying Kamala Harris. Nobody was buying Kamala Harris. Nobody was buying anything she had to say. So she had to, quote, suspend her campaign. That means we're out of money and we're done. So the very few faithful that were left in her campaign, that's what Joe Biden and the Biden campaign hope to pull them across the finish line and into the White House? It doesn't make any sense. I'll give you a little break. We'll be back right after these messages.
True Blue Conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com.
One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right. Well, again, welcome back. Welcome back to The Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson, and The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 On the FightBackMedia.com site, you can see a lot of my friends, people like Paul Swanson, my ride or die, Paul Swanson and the Swanson Report. You want to go to the SwansonReport.net. SwansonReport.net. And that's Swanson with an E, not Swanson, but Swanson with an E. It's an E because it's Swedish, and Paul is a Swedish guy, I know. So you want to check that out for sure. There are links to basically all of our podcast assets there. There's also some links to some friends of mine, like Kevin and Janelle Batts, off the friggin' chain. Red River TV and 46 News, off the chain. Just amazing. And, of course, Mother Ride or Die, Zoe Rachel, and the Zoloff. You want to check those videos out. They're on the site, too. Now, if you want to join us in this thing that we're doing, again, we are not looking necessarily for bona fide, credentialed, professional journalists. We're looking for people who give a rat's ass about the country. That's what we're looking for. And are willing to work hard. That's it. Hear what I'm saying? That's it. Period. Hear what I'm saying? That's us. If you have been consistent, if you're a conservative and you have been consistent and persistent, then I want to hear from you. Send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. Drop off a link to what you've been doing, what you've been writing, what you've been saying, what you have been videoing, whatever it is. I'd love to see it. And I'd love to promote you here on the channel. I'd love to promote you there on our website. Because we want people to win. We want conservatives to win. It is time to stop being okay with just moral victories. It's time to win and win for real. A tangible victory means real change. All right. We got one more story. One more story to tell you today. One more story, it's going to be okay. I know. Back to Biden Harris. You know, not everybody, and this is the weirdness about this pick. Like I just, you know, like before the break, I explained, this is just a bizarre thing. Breonna Joy Gray, who is super, super lefty, tweets this: "We are in the midst of the largest protest movement in American history, the subject of which is excessive policing." I thought it was about George Floyd. Okay. Excessive policing. And the Democrat Party chose a top cop and the author of Joe Biden's crime bill to save us from Trump. The contempt for the base is wow. Maybe, just maybe, this Biden-Harris thing is to try to carve out white moderates that lean left, but not leftist. Maybe. Are there enough white moderates, or black moderates for that matter, that lean left, but aren't leftist? This is the question that I have. So during the New Hampshire primary, scores of Bernie supporters were confident that the Vermont senator could beat Trump. Maybe. At the time, he was a front runner for the 2020 field, again, before failing to win over black Democrats in the South. It seems for sure that while Bernie energized Democrats, he may be a solid foundational candidate for the progressive left. They're going to need to find someone new to seal the deal. It'll happen. Just not this year. So after all this talk about a revolution, the Democrats decided to nominate an old white guy and a top cop to be their 2020 ticket. I don't know what the play is here. Seriously, there's been no positives for Kamala Harris, who is known for locking up scores of pot smokers. Joe Biden ushered the wave of mass incarceration for black men. Yes, the leftist rioting in the cities is an issue, but the play for the suburbanites might not work well in areas like Wayne County, which is key to winning Michigan. Not that these folks are going to vote for Trump. They'll just do what they did in 2016 when Clinton lost this state. They'll just stay home. And I'm hearing personally from some people here that they're from people who are not leftists. They're Democrats for sure, but they're not leftists. They just might sit this one out. They just might sit it out. I don't really put a lot of weight in that until I see it. Because it's always when push comes to shove. It is 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on that Tuesday afternoon. They haven't voted. They didn't go early vote. They didn't request a absentee ballot because they had said they were going to sit this one out. But will they? Will they? As they're watching CNN, we're glued to MSNBC all day, and they're watching the exit polls, and they're seeing all this. And they're watching all the commercials that are coming across YouTube and the bottom of their Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok feed. Will they be able to stay put? I don't know. I kind of hope so, but I won't trust it until I see it. I just won't trust that until I see it. This isn't a good ticket, folks. On one end, Biden's mind being eaten by worms. There's this creepy recognition of his own mortality during their joint news conference in Wilmington, Delaware. I mean, Biden knew he was introducing Kamala Harris. Kamala as his running mate, right? It seemed that he was taking the role of an elder statesman or a kingmaker trying to give confidence to everyone that Harris could do the job that he's running for this year. Harris then delivered a speech grounded in lies in which Trump was to blame for everything, including COVID. It was predictable, transparent, and lackluster. She's a phony. She's propped up by media manufactured hype. She bolted before her state's primary. She didn't even stay long enough for the California primary. You know why? Because she would have lost big. And wasn't received well enough among Democrats, blocks that are key to winning and looking to be energized. This pick wasn't it. So yeah, I think that even before Harris was selected, the fact that old Joe was going to be the nominee was another reality check for the left-wing cohorts trying to foster their own rebellion within the ranks. I'm not wishing them luck, but it's inevitable that they will find someone who will nuke the system the way that Trump did for Republicans. This isn't the year. So I can see why the more revolutionary wing of the party would sit out. In fact, that's exactly what they should do come November. That's an article by our friend Matt Vespa, who has finally figured out that the COVID response in most of these states is way overdone. Yeah. So, again, it sort of adds, I mean, for me, it sort of adds this, Kamala, what? Why in the heck? You know what I'm saying? All right, listen, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, And for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my fabulously fixed little heart, take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. See you on the website, www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com.
After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.